Amen. Well, let's go to God in a word of prayer. Lord, thank you again for this day. Open up our ears and our hearts, our minds, God, and our spirits to hear what your Holy Spirit would want to teach us. And God, open up my lips to share, God, what you'd have me to share. And we thank you for this in your wonderful, precious name. Amen. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Now think about that for a moment. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And by the way, in the Hebrew, when we translate the Hebrew Bible and we translate it the Lord, it actually has God's name there, Yahuwah or Yahweh or Jehovah. Blessed is the nation whose God is Yahweh, Yahuwah. And from that we get Yeshua, Jesus. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Blessed is the nation whose God is Jesus, whose God is Yahuwah the Father. There are only two nations like that ever. Israel, they had Yahuwah, God the Father, the Lord. And our United States was founded for religious freedom. We were not founded because of people seeking for treasures or gold or silver or riches like some nations were founded. We were founded by people seeking to have religious freedom, to worship the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Wow. Problem is that our nation is getting away from the Lord. We're 242 years old since our Declaration of Independence, which we'll celebrate on the 4th of July. But our nation is falling away from God. Now, there are still a lot of people in the United States of America who know the Lord. There are many. We're here today. There's churches all over our country. But there are more people who do not know him. Years ago, I had a friend that went down to the gas station and said, had his tape recorder, and he started to ask people, who do you say that Jesus is? And he got such funny responses. Jesus? Who's he? Jesus? I don't talk about that. Jesus? There's only just a couple people that said he's my Lord and my Savior. Most of them didn't want to talk about it. There's another man that went to the beach in California this year and started asking people about the 4th of July. And he said, what does the year 1776 mean to you? Maybe some of you heard this on the radio. And most of the people on the beach said, 1776? I don't know. 1776, Columbus? The people in our country, not only are they getting away from the history of this nation, but they're falling away from God. Israel did this too, a lot. Israel, God brought Israel out of Egypt through miracles. You all know the miracles that happened in Egypt. And then he opened up the Red Sea, and they walked through it. It was 90 feet tall where they walked through, and 7 miles they had to walk. Now, that took a lot of faith to walk that water, a 90-foot wall of water on both sides of you, 7 miles long. But the Bible says that as the generation progressed, they forgot about the miracles God had done. Our nation's forgetting him too. And yet God says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. In the Bible, you hear about Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah had fallen away from God. Their sins were, They were too promiscuous sexually, but they also had too much pride, and God was going to destroy the city. And Abraham said, well, Lord, what if you find just 10 righteous people in the city? Will you spare it? And God said, yes, I'll spare the whole city for just 10 righteous people. But he couldn't find 10. Actually, he only found one. And that was Lot. Fortunately, Lot's two daughters came out with him, and so did his wife. But his wife looked back, and she didn't even make it. Sodom and Gomorrah had fallen away from God. And our nation is falling away from God. When we took prayer out of the schools, they brought in guns. Our nation is as divided now as it was during the Civil War. Not with war, but it's divided with faith in God and doing our own thing. You see, we were the most blessed nation probably that ever existed. Now look at your homes. In the wintertime, we have warm houses. We can heat with electricity or gas. Or if we chop our own wood, we have gasoline saws that can chop it up for us. We have fresh food, freezers, refrigerators, stoves, a warm bed, washing machines and dryers to keep our clothes clean. We don't have to ride horses to church. We ride in nice, comfortable cars. Keep us dry on a rainy day, warm on a cold day, air conditioned on a hot day. Boy, do we live well. Better than anybody in all of history. That is a blessing from God. But what is happening to our nation? Our nation is falling away from God. God said to Abraham, he made a covenant with Abraham back in the Old Testament. They call it the Abrahamic covenant. And God said to Abraham, I will bless those who bless you and your family, and I will curse those who curse you. And what is he talking about? He's talking about the nation of Israel. God said, I will bless those who are a blessing to that nation, and I will curse those who are a curse to that nation. As long as we were blessing Israel, even though Israel did not know God, they had fallen away from him, God was blessing us. But as soon as we start to turn our backs on his land, and by the way, God says about the nation of Israel, he said, this is my land. It's not their land. God said, this is my land. And the nations, it's right there in the Bible, the nations have divided my land. God says, this land is where my eyes and my heart will be. This is where I choose to live. This is where I choose to set up my kingdom. There's coming a day when Jesus returns and his kingdom will be set up in Jerusalem, on that land, in that nation. And all the people of Israel will know the Lord. The Bible says at that day they will all be saved and they'll recognize Jesus. But until that day, God calls us to be a blessing to that covenant people that he made a covenant with. And he calls us, pray for them, pray for his return, and not to divide the land, because it's God's land. Israel is at the very heart of what God is doing in the world today. And even though that people as a nation do not yet recognize the Father, he's called us to stand with them. And as long as we do, we will continue to be blessed. And if we depart from them, well, we feel his curses just like the Arab nations do. The Arab nations that are struggling and fighting against God's people, God's land. Now, Israel, all throughout history, they would turn their back on God. God would do miracles, they would forget about him, and then he would punish them. And he would send them as captives under this king or that king. Finally, he sent them into Babylon for 70 years. Every time they repented, he brought them back. God is blessing our nation only as our nation keeps its eyes on God. And what can we do to help our nation? I mean, we know the Lord. And because we do, and many people do, his blessings are still here. But we need to get closer to God. Each of us do, myself included. We need to pray. Pray that Israel's eyes are open to see their Messiah. We need to pray for our leaders, that our leaders' eyes will be open to see God's will, God's word, God's plan. And we need to pray for our neighbors. You know, we can't minister to the people in California or New York or Texas or wherever. We can minister to the person next door to us. We can minister to them by, if they don't know the Lord, be good to them, love them, invite them to church. Talk about Jesus with them. Many of us are afraid to mention Jesus to people because we don't know how they'll take it. Well, they may not take it so good. But at least they're given a chance. And every so often, somebody is going to be open to hearing the gospel, to hearing about the Lord. We need to love people, everybody, love them all. My sister's grandson just turned 6. And he took her telephone, brought it into a room by himself, her cell phone. He turned it on. These little 6-year-olds, they know how to work all these electronic things. He turned it on and he started videoing himself. And he really held it pretty good. And he said, well, he said, hi. He said, this is video number 2. And he said, I want you to know this, that everything we do is going to be fine. Now think about the theology of that. If Jesus saved us, even if we do things that are off the wall, he'll help us straighten it out. Everything we do is going to be fine. And he said, another thing, now he's using 6-year-old English, if someone be bad to you, be good. Wow. If someone's bad to you, be good. That's what God calls us to do. Love your neighbor. Turn the other cheek. Pray for those who despise you. And then he said, God loves you, so be good to him. That was it. God loves you. Be good to God. How does God want us to be good to him? Keep his commandments. Love him. Witness about Jesus. Live the way he wants us to live. You know, our nation was founded on the principles of the 10 commandments. That's why we call us a Judeo-Christian culture. 10 commandments came from the Jews. The Christians believe them. We're the only nation that believes that, and the Jews. That's how our country was founded. And if we get rid of the 10 commandments, we get rid of the very basis of our Constitution. We're a free nation. God's blessing is here. But in order to keep it that way, we have to keep our eyes on God. Get close to him. God loves you. Be good to him. Keep his commandments. Follow him. Talk to him. Develop your relationship with him. And as you do, he will use you to minister to those who do not know him. Because God loves us. And we're his people. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Oh Lord Jesus, help us to grow closer to you. Jesus, help us to be the people you've called us to be. And we ask this all in your wonderful, precious name. Amen.